Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in the Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and
Tamara Judge. Today we have two special guests.
Two
for the price of one.
We have I Por Favor, Alexia Nepola, and Marisol Patton. Hi.
Hi. So happy to be here.
Well, we're going to get right into it, whether Tamara wants to or not.
That's what I love about you, Teddy. We need to take notes from you.
We're getting into the Larsa of it all, aren't we?
Yeah.
Why? Are we here to talk about Larsa? I mean,
we're here to talk about I Por Favor, where y'all talked about Larsa. And now,
but you know, Teddy, she needs to get shady right off the bat.
Just because it's not our podcast, we're allowed to talk about the Housewives because we have kind of like a rule in our podcast.
Yeah.
That we don't want to talk about the Housewives. Mm-hmm. In that case, we made it an exception because she was talking about it so much that apparently she wanted us to talk about it because everybody else was. So we felt the need
to give people a little backstory. This is what was said on I Por Favor. Now that things have come to light, I'm starting to feel like we've all been scammed. Marisol suspects that the couple is in cahoots and arranged to have the paparazzi snapshots of their date night, which occurred just days after they ignited breakup rumors by unfollowing each other on Instagram. She reasoned, I see the flowers, the paparazzi photos, and I was like, oh my God, is she playing all of us? That upsets me. Then Alexia says, very calculated. It was so staged because, first of all, nobody even cares. Everybody knows it's staged. And this is why we're even talking about it, because it's so ridiculous at this point. Then both of y'all admitted you were pissed that they felt played for feeling worried about Pippin. Okay.
Right. Let me start by saying that I don't think that their breakup was staged. That I don't think. I do believe there was a breakup. And Larsa being Larsa, very spontaneous and not thinking about her words and actions, she went right on social media to share with the world that they had broken up. So yeah. As far as the fight goes, I don't think that was staged. I think that there was a real dispute, a real fight. And for whatever reason, she wanted to share it with the world, which is where I have the problem because I'm on a show with her and she's so secretive and mysterious and she never wants to share like her real stories and her real life. That when we're not filming, she goes onto social media on Instagram on a Super Bowl Sunday to share something like that. That would have been so private.
If you're a guessing gal.
She admitted that she was very impulsive and she wished she would have never done that.
But she also didn't give us much.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if y'all were to guess, why do you think they had that argument? What do you think it was? What do you think caused the breakup? If you were to be guessing gals.
Yeah, yeah, guessing. There's been a few conspiracy theories.
Well, but what do you think? Forget about the conspiracy. Well, what is your theory?
What does your private investigator think, Marisol?
I want to hear them all.
I forgot to call him. He's not on retainer anymore. I ran out of money. But I mean, they all make sense. Some said that he was with his father and didn't include her for the Super Bowl party because they don't, you know, the father doesn't want her around, apparently. Or there was another website that said that he's actively on Raya and dating, or he's maybe cheating.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And I mean, now it's just stuff that's in the feed, like in the press. And you know, when you're on a show.
I think that Larsa wanted to go to the actual Super Bowl. And, you know, some of her friends were there and she wanted a suite also. And she thought maybe Marcus can come through because of who he is and his name and maybe, you know, take her to the Super Bowl, and she didn't get to go. So I think that could have been something that kind of like sparked the feud and, you know, sparked the fight. And then furthermore, or maybe he's like, you know, we're not going. And by the way, I'm going to watch the game with my dad because that's what I've always done during Super Bowls. And then she's like, well, you know, I want to go. And then maybe they got into a fight about that. You know, again, they're all speculations because she's never going to say the truth. And that's why I have a problem with her, because, you know, she never speaks the truth.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Staying on this topic, and Tam, I know you can, while we're talking about Larsa, if you want to just have some breath, we know you're going to get your panties in a twist, but I got to
you
get...
guys, I did Traders with Larsa and I became very close with Larsa.
We're close with her too. But you okay. Okay. The Traders show is a very different show from the Housewives show.
Oh,
and you
for
know
sure.
That. You
oh
know
my God.
That.
And okay. I would like to make an important point here. We don't hate the player. We hate the game. The game was poorly played with the press. That's what I did for a living. I know how this works inside and out. I had a company, a PR firm, and there's nothing wrong with it. I think that we should get as much press as we can. It's good for our shows, it's for the franchise, for everything. But then we were starting to feel like, is the relationship real? Is it not real? Do we invest emotionally in this? Well, I felt like, how could
relationship, I feel, is real, and their fight was real, because that's what happens with couples. But where I am offended is the fact that she doesn't like us to talk about her relationship. And when we're filming a show together, she is really not honest about it. And it's like, she can't talk about it, or she wants to control her own narrative. I think with the press, she's controlling her own narrative. She's calling the paparazzis, get the picture, we're back together. Then she gives a statement. So she's in control of her narrative.
So where do you feel that you've been scammed? What part of this situation?
So for example, obviously I, as well as Alexia and probably some of the other girls, were like, are you okay? You know, we all called her. I was like, Pips, you know, and I wasn't in any condition. I just had surgery. I wasn't in any condition to leave my house or go visit anybody. But I was like, can I come visit you? Want me to spend time with you? As a girlfriend does when their friend is feeling bad. And she was like, yeah, that'd be great. And then all of a sudden we're just, people are texting me. Did you see the internet? You know, they broke up, and then 2 days later, there's pictures. Like, I don't know, call your friends and say everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. We made up. That's pretty simple, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was people out there saying this was totally a publicity stunt. Did that enter your mind as well?
Well, yeah.
I feel like a lot of things that she does are publicity stunts. I mean, she put herself in that situation, and she should have known and had to have known that, of course, it was going to be, you know, something that was going to attract public and publicity, you know, people want to know about, like Auntie said, like, why wouldn't I want to know about that? We want to know more. Yeah. So we feel like we don't know enough because she doesn't share enough.
I have to play devil's advocate with you for a second, Alexia, because in that same token, Todd taking himself out at the beginning of filming and us not seeing that created more speculation. And then not hearing really what's happening.
Right. Well, that's exactly what it is. So Todd does not feel comfortable doing the show. That's not a secret. I have shared that since day one. He didn't sign up for this. And like, I could feel like a lot of husbands are also thinking the same, not only on our show. You know, it's different for Marcus. Marcus wants to be famous. My husband, Todd, does not want to be famous, right?
So that's 7 minutes. That was
I don't think that that's a form of publicity, but I agree with you. I wouldn't have done that. I mean, if they asked me personally, would you have apologized? I said, no. By the way, I didn't know anything about that.
Because I think Eddie's apology would be 7 minutes too. He's just long-winded. And I'm assuming your husband is just long-winded.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was important to him, so I supported after the fact, after I found out. But I'm the one that told her.
Yeah. I was one that saw it.
I started getting texts from people like, have you seen this? And then I only had seen the first part of it. But, you know, it was important to him, and he's my husband. I love him, so I supported his decision. Mm-hmm. Would I have done it? No. But, you know, I just don't apologize so easily. But then again, you guys weren't there, which is like where I have the problem a lot of times. I don't see the show, Tamara, just so you know, because I was there. I'm like in almost every scene. I know what really happens. I know how it goes down. Then I see it edited, and I want to talk about editing because, you know, we're not here for that, but nor am I going to say anything. But, you know, it's all how the viewers perceive it. You guys aren't there. You know, the whole scene can't come out. So you just kind of get like bits and pieces.
Snippets.
So you don't know the whole thing. But I was really there. I know what went down. That's how come I'm so like passionate about when I say something and I say the truth, because I'm there. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see how it plays out on the screen. And I don't care what Joey from Idaho thinks, because I was there and I know how it really went down. So with that being said, Todd didn't want to be there. Todd's like, you know what? I don't know why you're putting me in this position. I don't feel comfortable here. This is your show. It's not mine. They want to talk about my stupid video. You know, all you girls, you know, hate each other. And, you know, you're all going to like start fighting with each other. And I don't want that kind of behavior in my home. I don't feel comfortable. Therefore, I'm out.
So it had nothing to do with him not wanting to be around Adriana. He just didn't want to be around the cameras. He didn't want drama.
More specifically, Adriana, because Adriana had just gone on a press tour talking really ugly things about me and my family. So that was the, so more particular than her, but just like exactly what he thought was going to happen that night happened. And it happened with Larsa and Gertie. So he didn't want to witness that. Like, he didn't want that in our home again. You know, last time all the girls were in our home together was for the lawyer's lunch. And you know how that went down. So he's like, you know what? I don't know why I even agreed to all this. You know, it's a good idea for you if you want to do it with the girls, but I'm just not going to be here because I don't want to be part of it. So what happens? The girls have figured out that these kind of things might bring a problem between Todd and I, and they're encouraging it. That's what they want. They want to talk shit behind my back about Todd and making up rumors and stories so that at some point I'm going to have to make the decision. Do I step down because this is creating a probably, you know, problem in my personal life and with my husband and with my family, or am I going to pick the show over my personal relationship?
Never.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to let them do it. I'm going to step down whenever I want to step down. Nobody's really going to put me in that position. Yeah. Sorry, you know, I get passionate.
I know you do. And the vaulted ceiling is like a huge echo.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that, because Eddie's the same way. There's times where he's like, this is not my life. This is not my nature. I don't want drama. I don't want to film with a bunch of girls that are screaming and yelling. I don't want to do it. Mm. Now, what about Adriana? What about her comment where she said that your husband said, like, we need to work on the marriage or something like that? Like, as she was.
Well, I mean, she's going to say, I mean, who's going to believe that? Who's going to believe that of all people that Todd didn't want to be there primarily because she was going to be there and he knew what she had done to our family, what she had said about our family? Why would he go to her of all people and say, oh, yeah, that's why I'm not here, because I'm having marital problems.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was. Who believes that?
But you know what, Tamara? This is exactly why Todd doesn't want to be part of the show, or many other people, because I have a lot of friends that love watching the show and would be amazing in this friend group. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be part of it because you're allowed to lie. And that's where I have a problem.
Because
come with me with the truth. You know, if Adriana would have come with the truth, but then I'm having first marital problems and then financial problems.
First, she had too much money.
Yeah, she had too much money. That's right. She's like, oh, Alexis so affected because she married Todd and he has so much money. She was better with Herman because he had less money. So they're all lies and rumors. And that's why I have a problem. Because, you know, these shows should be based on truth, on the truth. Whatever it is you're going through.
Reality.
Exactly. Real truth. You need to make up a storyline. You should not be here. Mm-hmm. And that's really
Thank you. I also think all couples, regardless of being on a television show or not being on a television show, are going to have highs and lows. And if it wasn't going to be weaponized against you by the other women and it became more of a conversation, I think that would really resonate with the people watching it. Like this, you know, my husband's this, I do that, like whatever it is, then we can really break it down. But everybody is looking for that storyline so much that we can't actually even gain anything from each other by sharing our experiences, because then they're going to be like, oh, you're going to get a divorce. You're going to get that.
Yeah. So that you even get, but again, like in my case, the problem was the show in itself. So it couldn't even be like a storyline. They're trying to make it a storyline and, you know, coming like with lies, which is what Adriana has. She has, you know, history and a pattern of doing that.
Terrible.
You know, she's so thirsty. She wants to be relevant. She doesn't have a storyline. She has nothing to talk about.
But she doesn't have to have one. She's a friend. I don't know why she keeps trying to have one when she doesn't have to have one.
I don't know myself.
Marital, do you want to stay as a friend, or do you want to be a housewife?
I mean, I want that housewife paycheck. So, yeah.
Yeah, but on your show, you can't even tell who's a friend and who's
I agree. Housewife. The friends have a big presence. Mm-hmm. Have a big presence. They participate in everything, which is actually good and bad, because I mean the friends are so good, but then we're such a big cast. We're like nine ladies. We're trying to get a word in, and it's really hard.
They need to fine-tune that, because Marisol, we see you with your husband. We see you, your home life. Like, you
we
should
even
be
saw
housewife.
You with your stepkids this time.
Like, your stepkids. You should be a housewife.
Oh, thanks, girls. I agree.
I say hold out.
Usually friends come out later in the reunion, but not on Miami. The fact that you guys are there from the get really shows the importance.
This is the first time they did that. Usually we come in just by ourselves, but this is the first time that the three friends came in with us and sat there the entire time.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And it was very well deserved. Very well deserved.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you.
I wish it would have been next to me.
I know.
She was like too far from me.
But hold on. At the end of the reunion, or at the second part of the reunion, it looks like you two are going to go at each other a bit.
We do that sometimes.
That's what real friends do.
That's what friends do.
I know Tamara left our group chat the other day. She pulled herself out of the group chat.
I got pissed off of Teddy. We have a group chat. And I'm like, off. I went off the group chat.
And she then she moved herself.
This
and
bitch
I
put me
her,
back on. She put me
her back
on.
I said, you can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my love. And yeah. then she wouldn't even laugh or be a part of it.
Oh
I had
God,
to wait 24 hours.
I wouldn't take her phone call. I wouldn't respond to her text.
You were hardcore. Yeah. You're hardcore.
We're friends do. It's true. I mean,
yeah. Walk away.
Tamra or the Ted? So I'm the one that, like, I can't have a problem unresolved. Like, I need to fix it immediately. Tamra needs like 24 hours to get over it. Which one are you guys?
So I'm Tamra.
And she's Tamra. And she's Teddy. I'm like you, Teddy.
Yeah.
I need to resolve it. Like, I will not let it go. Yeah. I'm like, I keep on it. I need to
calm myself down, sit with my thoughts, reason with things.
That's how I am.
Yeah. You make me crazy then. I need it done.
But you're literally texting me stuff like, we can't ruin everything we've worked for. I go, shut up. You are so dramatic. Oh, I was planning our friendship funeral.
Teddy, your husband's Latino is getting, what do you call it? Yeah, you're becoming a Latina through injection.
Yeah, exactly.
Edwin will do the same, but Edwin is also similar to Tamra in the way that, like, he'll say something very, like, dramatic and then go away for 24 hours and, like, or not talk. And I'm
punisher. What do you do? That's what I say, but God says it's not punishing. No.
The first 10
sounds like that too.
The first 10 years, I was like relentless and I was like, I need to fix it. Now I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to feel what it feels like?
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's taking me 7 years, not 10, before, and I will respect that. And I'm like, okay, he needs his time. I'll do my own thing. I'll find somebody else to talk to. And then you just keep on.
Well, I just tell Edwin I'm going to start my new life. I hope you enjoy watching it. but we have one more Marcus and Larsa question that is a fan question that we have to get out of the way, which is Marcus's comments backstage at the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys think it was as big of a deal as everybody made it? Or
so his comment was basically, you guys would not even be allowed in the house to wash the dishes.
Some of the ladies, and I didn't take that.
Oh, no, I think he said these ladies. I'm not sure there was a some.
Yeah.
I think he said these ladies.
Regardless, I think I wasn't expecting that truthfully because, you know, I've always had. You know, I mean, again, I didn't take it personally either. I actually thought it was worse because I think that people were talking about this a few days before it actually aired.
And they embellished what the reality really was. And they made it worse.
It did surprise me. Somebody like him, you know, like, what has he done with his life, you know? And I mean, is he so accomplished that he can, you know, have a say, like, about us?
By the way, I don't
and
do
if
dishes.
He thinks that about us, what does his dad, why doesn't he take into account what his dad thinks about his girlfriend? So it's kind of like, I don't know. It was like, why did you do that? Like, why did you say that? Do you really actually feel that way about us? Because I've had a lot of nice time moments with him.
He was just upset because his dad kept being brought up.
Well, then you know what? He should have thought about it before he dated Larsa. If he's so upset about that, then you know what? Do what you got to do. But, you know, don't get it with us. We're on a show that this is what we talk about, Tam.
Yeah, it's not a surprise.
You know, you can't say like, and first of all, he's not a housewife. Like, why are you even talking about us?
Well, Teddy loves when her dad is brought up. She loves to be called John Mellencamp's daughter.
I would too. Yeah.
I don't mind it in a private setting if Tamra and I are talking about it. But when
I use it every single time.
When she's mad, nothing pisses me off.
You should have seen her when we were in Las Vegas and we were at a piano bar after Erika Jane's show we watched. And the piano player... I said, can you sing one of John Mellencamp's songs? Because this is John Mellencamp's daughter. And she lost her shit.
I was like, fuck you, Tamra. Like, this. Like, why?
And then the whole, like,
this wasn't
it was
on
like
television, though.
It was on TV. The whole speakeasy was going crazy. Like, oh my God, that's John Mellencamp's daughter. It was funny.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
I actually was even more shocked with the comment about when Julia was talking about Martina and Chrissy Everett, and he was like, and Andy's like, great analogy. And I even thought, wow,
it
that's
was
a great
analogy.
He was like, not even close. And I thought, oh, wow, come on, man.
That was, yeah. that was,
yeah. You know, I think was, he needs to stick to his own lane. You know, he talks about
that was a little sticking that was hard.
And I think he needs to stick to his own lane because he's not a housewife. He's just like Lars's boyfriend for now. I mean, like, you know, we don't know that. You know, I mean, I'm just saying it's true, Tamara. I mean, our guys have been around for a long time. And, you know, I just think that he, you know, there's a reason why the husbands don't go to these reunions. You know what I mean?
Why were him and Jody there? I'm confused. Are they going to come out?
We're confused also. Yeah.
Oh, so the guys don't come out?
No.
Well, they can if they want to.
What?
They don't. Well, no, if the, no, I mean, they can come with us.
No, I mean,
but why would they want to?
On our show.
Exactly.
Steve doesn't want what
I mean?
To.
You see what I mean? The yeah.
My husband would rather poke his eyeballs out.
You know what? Because Todd was in Miami really working because he has a real career and a real job, not being a house husband or somebody's boyfriend or whatever it may be. So that's what I'm saying. So you know what? He was there and he deserves all the heat that he's getting now because he got himself in this position.
But I have to say my favorite housewife type moment that you did at the reunion, Alexia, was you walked in Lars's room and you're like giving her a compliment or something like, oh, you shouldn't wear the shawl.
Uh-huh. I know, after the brawl on stage.
I'm like, oh my God.
Because you know what? I'm that person and I'm your friend. Even if I don't like what you said or did to me 5 minutes earlier, I want you to look good. So I'm like, you know what? Take that thing off. You have too much fabric. It looks so much better without
it. Do you see why I love her?
I would say that one of the most iconic lines of the reunion was, I liked when you said, being a bitch isn't part of the job.
Oh, that was excellent.
That was a good
I wasn't really feeling it, but it's true. You know, I hate when these women always have to blame, like, production made me do it. And we know that because unfortunately this whole thing about blaming production and the network is going on in the Bravo universe right now. But I feel like the women need to be accountable for their actions and for what they do and stop blaming production and the network and everybody else for doing things that they shouldn't be doing if they don't want to do it. You know, I am on camera and off camera. That's how I really am.
And this question's for Marisol, because speaking of blaming, now that you've watched this back, why aren't you more mad? Why weren't you more mad at Adriana for bringing on Anna or Anna or whatever? I don't know what her name is. Why were you so mad at Dr. Nicole? Like, why couldn't you have been mad at Adriana for this?
Because if I host an event, I know who's coming to my house. I'm doing place cards. I know who's coming. And I didn't like that she kept pretending like she didn't know that Anna had a problem with us, because all those girls listened to her nasty podcast before our last reunion and were sharing it.
And she even admitted it in the reunion in New York. She admitted, yes, Anna's reached out to me.
So she had the power.
What were the worst things that Anna said?
I don't want to repeat.
Not about
it was about any airtime. Okay. I really don't. She said things about my mother, about my husband, about
you.
It made things up about me.
No, I get that. Like, if there's a certain people that if they brought them on camera, and I would just walk away. I don't want to film with them.
But they've
gone after
my
children.
They've
gone after my husband. You don't deserve my time.
It's true, Tamara. So Tamara knows it's hard when it happens to you. That's why you.
You're like, bye, bitch.
Let me finish answering the question, though, guys. So at the moment, I didn't think Adriana had anything to do with it, because when we were sitting at the lunch, she was acting really awkward. She kept going to the bathroom. She was very uncomfortable in the scene.
Who's that?
In the mama scene.
No, but who was acting uncomfortable?
Adriana.
Oh, okay.
She was acting very fidgety and weird. And even you and I were like, we didn't think she had anything to do with it. And it was Nicole's lunch. Even when we went to Nicole's house for that sushi dinner, she said that she had to look up Larsa before she let her in her home. So how is she not going to know?
Right. I'm sure she looked up Anna, which is what I tell her in the reunion. I'm like, the same way you wait.
You really had a friendship.
Right.
I can't tell you the amount of fake accounts attacking me all the time, saying you look like a dead corpse. And the zero followers, no face. I know it's her. Now we've been getting random texts from numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we blocked her.
Yes. So she's been like texting up awful things. And she has like people doing it and to my kids. I mean, she's just like an awful person.
But now that we watch back, who are we more upset about? Are we more upset at Adriana or are we more upset at Nicole?
I'm more upset at Adriana because she just is relentless. She doesn't stop. She really does not stop with me. I keep trying to ignore her, but she keeps coming. Coming for the jugular. She just makes up lies. I'm tired of it. And she plotted this whole Mother's Day thing. She knew.
I mean,
she
I'm knew upset.
Very well. My mother died on Mother's Day.
Why I'm upset on Nicole is just because if Nicole knew, we know that Nicole knew what kind of person Anna was. Anna had reached out to her. She had heard all these rumors. She didn't want to repeat them because she said she doesn't repeat rumors that she's not sure of. So she chose that. But I think the better person and the better friend would have been, especially that Nicole was trying to move on, like with me and with Marisol. Nothing's really happened between Nicole and I. We've had like stupid fights and big fights, but not because I feel a certain kind of way about her or because I don't like her, actually. And I'm disappointed in her because I always...
You mean like this one?
Right. Well, oh, you know what? You know what? By the way, we should be endorsed. But again, it wasn't even about the Black Amex. It was that she did that to my guest, which was the attorney. So it's been like, you know, stupid things like that. But I was disappointed in her because if she claims to be like, you know, so smart and so above everything, like, why didn't she give Adriana good advice? And yes, we're making a show and I get it. They say, you know what, Adriana, like, that's not a good idea, especially coming from you that you've had so much, you know, so many problems with Marisol and Alexa already, like, do it somewhere else. And she should have said, it's my lunch and I don't want you to do that in my lunch. I would have had more regards and respect for Nicole if she would have done that. And again, don't blame production. You know what I mean? You did. Yeah.
Wait, there's a little more. Because what people didn't see is that Alexi and I, when we were storming out, said, if you really want us to stay, call her and tell her not to come and we will come back.
You said that to
and
Nicole.
And that didn't happen either. Yes. And that did not happen either. You know.
I'm surprised production didn't step in and say, you know what, we don't want her here. She's not a cast member.
They
have
cut it all out anyway.
Two important cast members that are going to leave.
They didn't cut it all out. Anna said absolutely nothing.
She said, was she better than what we saw? We saw nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. That's exactly.
And then why was she invited?
Did not cut anything out.
Why was she invited?
Apparently, she didn't finale say earth-shattering things that apparently she buckled and couldn't do at the end.
Yeah, but why was she at the season finale? We saw her face walk in, but we never saw her ever again. Like clearly, she was trying to get her job back.
Yes, but well, I mean, obviously. I don't know if she doesn't understand that in order to be part of this group, people have to like you and you have to actually be friends. Yep, and you know, she's very much hated because she is who she is. And this is what she's there. You know, these women in these shows, and you know that you have to be a girl's girl. You have to like having friends,
something
you, have to, you know,
relatable woman, and charming. Something.
I don't even know why she would want to be there instead. And, you know, except to yell at us and to put us down.
What do you think of Adriana's props?
Oh God.
I mean, I
can't.
Sacrilege.
And listen, you used to have props, and I love that you don't anymore.
What? Your props.
Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What do you mean you're welcome?
And at least yours was a cocky, which was cute.
Well, I was trying.
The cocky and the...
Well, I feel like she tried to recreate the liver letter.
But it wasn't good the first time.
No. Mm-mm. But they give her the time and they let her do it and she looks like a clown, so... Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to be on a show with this person. I was like...
Yeah. No, I just love that Andy agreed after she read the poem about the star. And he's like, yeah, so you're saying that she is a star. I mean, he said something like that.
It was a little bit insulting because she kept saying it's not hubris, which she was saying that you have hubris.
I know. Yeah, so but you know what? I am conceited. Yeah,
it was an insult wrapped to the poem.
A compliment, which she learned from her other friend,
Leah.
Her ex-friend. Exactly. Yeah. But you know what? It's not funny. I think it's stupid. You know, she tries to, you know, pretend that she's like smarter than all of us also by reciting poems. And you know what? America doesn't want to see that. It's like, it's dumb. It makes no sense. You know, people want to see reality, you know, real life conversations between friends, you know, things we're
going.
She should
join the carnival, you know,
go on. Oh, not even good enough for that.
The circus.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Let's switch gears and talk about your podcast because it is doing amazing.
Yay!
Yes, we are so proud of you guys.
Yeah, we just want to be like you too.
Yeah. Now, when you're and I'm seeing, I know you're doing really well because I see the numbers, but also because you guys are starting to get in a little bit of trouble in the press. Like they're starting to repeat things and cause a little bit of problems. Mm-hmm. And that's when you know you made it.
And it was plugged a good amount on the reunion, which means that what you're saying, people are listening to, and it's creating a buzz.
Okay, yes. Good.
How do you like having a podcast together?
Oh, I love
it. Oh, we love it. I love a microphone. I actually like the microphone, yeah, like audio more than visual. Yeah. So yeah. I find it very powerful.
Very powerful.
Okay, so sometimes
mine is more powerful.
Sometimes
yeah, yours really is. Yeah.
You got the mega.
But long running housewives like you guys are. Having the podcast, do you think like, oh, I just rather do the podcast than film the show?
I like both.
You know,
I
think it's two totally different things.
Yeah,
and,
totally different.
You know, we, our podcast, at least for now, it hasn't really been about talking about the other housewives or even our show. Mm-hmm. So it makes it fun because it's like hot topics and it's just kind of like gossiping. And, you know, Marisol and I, even though we're best friends, we disagree on almost everything, which is kind of entertaining.
Yeah. Almost everything.
Us too.
But then we laugh about it, right? Yeah. It's not like we, you know, we like love each other and we have great conversations, but we disagree, but we move on. I mean, it's not like you.
We kind of like spend like 4 hours a day gossiping on the phone anyway. So we're just kind of letting everybody listen to one of our gossiping
sessions. One of our sessions.
Yeah.
Are we going to get to see what y'all's argument was about at the reunion?
I guess.
Yes, because she thought she had taken off her mic.
No, she didn't think. She did. She took it off. But I went over.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah, me. I'm talking.
Don't give it away.
I took my mic. I was sitting there stewing in my seat, and I'm like, I'm not letting them get this. I'm taking my mic off. I said to the guy, I'm like, get away and take my mic off right now.
Obviously.
And then I went over.
I had mine,
and I thought yours was off too. I saw them remove it, but I think there was booms and other type of microphone.
You know, they have the boom always
up all
butt.
Over.
Yeah.
And then
you're never safe.
Up your butt, like everywhere. Yeah. They have the boom.
You're bugged.
They got it, and, you know, TBD.
But hold on. I did notice a little bit that Marisol, you were a little bit more quiet this reunion.
Really? Because she wasn't sitting next to me. Honestly, we had separation anxiety. We had real separation anxiety.
Are you joking? What do you mean I was quiet? I'm like literally every cut making a comment and a snarl on a face.
No, something, there's something not, I don't know if it's quiet is the right word, but we were like, Is Marisol pissed at where she's seated? There's something that...
Well, you made a comment in the very beginning. You're like, I don't think I like my dress. And you know how sometimes you don't feel like the way you want to look? And I thought maybe your energy's off.
It was a disaster. Well, and I don't like cameras on my left side, but it's not my good side. The whole vibe was off.
So we noticed
your energy was off a little bit. And I thought, you know, I know when I feel like I don't look my best or I don't like my dress or whatever,
My hair looked like I'd just come out of a wind tunnel with an old wig I got from a consignment shop.
But I thought you looked beautiful. For the record, we're always our world's toughest critic, but I thought you looked beautiful. The only thing I could tell is I was like, there's a little bit of like the Marisol spark that's not on, like she's, something's askew. And I didn't know if it was.
Well, let me tell you something. What also threw me off kilter, the minute we sat down, Adriana started with her nonsense. It was like, we had literally just started and she was like this nonstop. I'm like, can we start with the you know,
the easy stuff? Yeah.
She was driving me nuts from the minute we sat down. I was like in the
I
worst
can see
mood.
That. And she was right across from you. So even if you won, it's like, you have to look.
Halfway through the reunion, my eyes were bloodshot from the exhaustion from just the fumes coming out of me from the
the exhaust coming out of her mouth.
What does she keep repeating like 80 times that even Andy got mad?
Hubris.
Oh no. She kept going, it wasn't the real Mother's Day.
Yeah, it wasn't the real Mother's Day. Yeah.
I was like, please stop.
I love when he called her Frida.
Frida. Oh my God. So back to your podcast. Who would be your absolute dream guest to have on your podcast? Do you have one?
Oh man. Well, I'd like to have my mom. That'd be great. Because she was quite fun and entertaining. Yeah. I don't know, man. Who would you like?
Well, you know, I love Jennifer Lopez. And now that I saw her, This Is Now, I have so many similarities with her. Yeah. And you see, in her case, I feel it's so interesting that she being an actress and usually, you know, they want to protect their lives and their personal life and you don't want to share it, that she would actually years later do her own, you know, docuseries reality where she's opening up and she wants the world who she really, you know, who she really is. I mean, she's controlling it, obviously, controlling her narrative. It's not like us that we sign up and somebody else controls our narrative. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I find that very interesting. I would love, I mean, I know people have asked her that and she has answered that. But I've always been fascinated with her, you know, as a woman. So and I would love to have her. Yes.
And you see a different dynamic of their relationship between her and Ben. And like, it's fun.
I haven't seen this. Where is it? Netflix?
No, it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called?
This is me now. Yeah.
There's two things.
There's a story. There's a like a docuseries, like the movie. And then there's her, like the docuseries where she's, you know, it's like a musical.
I saw the musical. It's not the musical then.
Okay.
There's two.
Yeah, there's two.
Okay. Because I turned on the musical and I'm like, I can't. Last night I turned it on. I'm like,
right. No, the other one's better, actually. Yeah. You have to kind of see both. The musical was kind of weird. So I'm like, why would she do that? I mean, but
it was very weird to me. And I just.
Yeah. But and I've always found her. I've always been a huge fan of hers. So I would love to have her.
Mm-hmm. And my next question is, Tamara is going to be out of town. So I'm interviewing Gertie by myself. Mm-hmm. Is there anything like that I need to ask her that like hasn't been covered on the show that I think we need to like clarify?
I mean, I would ask her why she like, I mean, I kind of know. But like, I think don't you think that we've had this conversation?
What
like we found it like in the beginning, like when she asked Larsa for lunch to have lunch with her, you know, that she told Larsa, she gave her Larsa like the news, you know, and I feel like they've never really liked each other. Like why?
Yeah, that was confusing.
Why would she have that conversation with Larsa? Right. We've always had that.
Do you think that she was trying to set her up? Knowing that Larsa would say something?
I mean, how could she predict her reaction?
She was trying to set her up. No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I honestly, so you girls know, when I found out that Nicole, Gertie, Adriana, and Julia were filming that scene, and they didn't include me, because remember, I started off super well with all these girls, even with Adriana, I had them over my house. Nicole and I had spoken like for 2 hours actually on the phone before we started filming. You know, I with Julia, I was good. So when I saw them posting, because that's the other thing, they were posting and I wasn't, because we were usually don't post so much. And I see them all together. I'm like, oh my God, I felt so hurt. And I had promised Nicole, when I don't like something, I'm going to call and I'm going to let you know, like as a friend.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I was like so upset when I saw you girls. I go, I don't know if you were filming or we're just having fun, but regardless, like you didn't include me. I mean, I thought, and then Nicole, you know, said it was, she couldn't do it. She's like, oh, it was Gertie's thing. And, you know, she's going to let you know. Cause I addressed it as soon as I saw it is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 days later, she told me that, but now I get it. Cause obviously I saw that on TV. Why they didn't want me there.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's interesting. Like, I want to know, we've never had this conversation, why Gertie actually wanted Larsa alone and gave her, you know, that information.
Mm-hmm. And why they fought first, why that she didn't lead with that.
They were arguing from something from the season before, I think.
Yeah, well, calling each other fake. But like, if you're going to deliver
important news.
Right. Yeah, like, why would lead she find right? her? Like, right. That's where I felt, in my real life, I felt kind of, like, upset and disappointed. Because, I mean, like Todd says, like, you take the show so seriously. And I'm like, I do, because it's, like, my real life. You know, and I have real friends, and I have a real life, and I put myself in that circumstance.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
And I'm like, okay, if you girls were having this situation already, why would you have this conversation with her,
right?
You know, and how come I wasn't there? You know, I considered, well,
and actually, yeah,
I could have maybe helped.
They were arguing the situation. Apparently, they were arguing the first part of the launch, but we don't get to see it because Larsa's like, I don't understand. We've been arguing all this time, and now, right?
Well, so
why would you give that information?
That's what we were told arguing as well
at the beginning of the launch. So, yeah, good point, bro. Good point.
Yeah, we had Kiki on the podcast last week, and she made it clear that she and Larsa are not friends anymore. Who from the cast are you two not? Is there anybody on the cast you're not that close with right now?
Adriana,
obviously. I mean, Andy wasn't even like trying for that to happen. Reunion.
I mean,
and that's the thing. Like, I'm a real person, so you just like you girls are. Like, how can you just say I'm sorry and like make up 2 minutes later after you've like dragged each other for months?
Everything's too.
Do you think that Adriana and Julia have an authentic relationship off camera?
I don't know.
You know what, Teddy? That's a good question for them. But you know, everybody's friendships are different. So like for me, from the outside, to me, that's not like a real friendship, right?
Right.
A real friendship is like you and Tamara. And you and Kyle and you and your other friends, right? Just Marisol and I. Mm-hmm. And I'm even like, I've gone close to Julia. Genuinely, a lot of people were like, oh, that's for the show. It's so fake. No.
Oh, no, she loves
it
Julia.
It is real. Because I liked her from before. But because Adriana was kind of manipulating the situation and hugging
controlling her,
that happened. But now we kind of on our own just gravitated towards each other, giving each other a chance. And we're like real friends
now. I think that's why Adriana's spiraling so much, because she's losing control. And now she's getting like, shit, you know, how do panic, I fuck these people up?
But yeah, you know, these shows, you have to let women just gravitate towards who they want and just let things happen genuinely and organically, because you know that's how life is. I mean, you just can't push people on people and say, hey, now you have to say I'm sorry and now you have to be friends. Not gonna happen,
right?
And this is a big question we have, and I hate to even bring up the name, but
who?
Lenny. Do you
who's left?
I love Teddy.
Lenny.
He's like the tank housewife. I hate to say it, but do you think Lenny's building a house for Lisa?
I would have never agreed to that ever.
Me neither.
I'm
whatever guy, if Jody agrees to live in it, that'll be a different conversation. I don't think he would, because I don't know what man would agree to live.
Oh my God,
but I mean, at least he made it. Didn't he design the house? So maybe he can get his rocks off that.
How about just give me the money? I'll build my own house. I don't need to be controlled by you.
Well, because apparently the house is going to be in the kid's name, not Lisa's.
Right, it's going to be in a trust. So what happens is that Lisa will get to live in it. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously mortgage until they're 18. And when they're 18, she needs to move out. But meanwhile, she can save all her money for all these years and invest and, you know, buy another property of her own, whatever she would like. But for 18 years, she doesn't have to worry about paying a mortgage for her children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But how many years is it going to take to build, tear down one?
Exactly.
Build this?
Well, knowing him, that's why he picked that. That's why he
picked
it. So it could be like, instead of right now, it could be like 5 years from now.
Well, that we talked about this a long time ago. We were like, he's buying time. And she'll probably be married to him by then. And they can't live in it together if they're married.
What would you guys do if production came to you and said that they're going to bring Katarina on to the Real Housewives of Miami?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I would laugh.
That's not nice. That's not cool. I don't think sense into them and say that you guys can't do that. And we don't want to film.
Yeah. I don't think any of us would support that.
No.
You know what? I mean, that thought has passed my mind, Teddy. That's a good question. And I think we've all thought about it as well. But where would that put Lenny? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like Katharina would love to do it, right? Yeah. Because she's always wanted to be Lisa. And, but what I'm trying to say is that I don't think Lenny would ever allow that because he knows how these shows are and he could never control the narrative. If anything, he would want to come back to kind of be like the nice guy, but that would never happen because we're not participating.
And that would make her famous and she would run for the hills.
Exactly. Well,
I saw her on a podcast, like that filtered podcast that she did where she was like, didn't even have nostrils or anything because the filter was so much.
Right. Oh my God. Is that the one in the house?
Yes.
Yes. And so I'm curious. Like, have you guys ever spent time with her?
No, I've never seen her, met her. You've seen her.
No, first. I've seen her. Actually, Lisa and Jody and Todd and I were at some event in Miami, an opening of a restaurant, and he was there with her.
No.
Yes. And they were right next to us. Well, they were far away. They weren't really in the VIP, and like, you know, when we saw them. But then after Lisa and Jody left, because they had somewhere else to go, and Lenny and she came in, and they were literally right next to me. And I was like, if he was a ghost. Like, I didn't even make eye contact. And you can see, like, you know, when people are like, they were looking at us. Mm-hmm. And I obviously was not going to say hi to them. You know, I mean, I don't know her. And, but you know, a lot of people say she's very nice. I'm not going to lie. You know, there's people
sure
that I know, they know sure her and they say that she's like a very nice girl and that she seems very much in love with them.
Do you think that Lisa and Jody are going to get hitched?
You know, I mean,
Marisol does not. I can tell by the way you just responded. Well,
So there's been times where I thought, yeah. And then other times I'm like, no. And then
if she's smart, she won't. If she's smart, she won't. I think that she'll be engaged. I think she would like to be engaged and she'll be like happily engaged like forever, because I have a feeling that Lenny's going to, you know, use that against her if she does get married. Sure.
Yeah. By the way, I think Jody's super nice, don't you?
He's really nice.
I do too. Yeah. Super sweet.
Yeah, he's very sweet. Yeah, he's very likable. He's very much in love with her.
He's good with her.
Do you think that he got annoyed by how many times Lenny's name was brought up?
I mean, I would. I know you would have.
I think he's so tolerant. Yeah. And he's just like, I don't know anybody that can be so tolerant.
She's not the perfect person for this transition in her life. My God, he's a saint.
Yeah. No, I think
and he's
so.
As saintly as we see on TV. Like, he always seems patient. Like, I haven't seen him.
You know, I think that Lisa and Jody really found like a friend and a partner. I don't think she had that with Lenny. Lenny was more like the provider dominant. And like a father figure to her. Mm-hmm. And it, he would bring her stability and some other things, but it was kind of like I never saw that connection between them. I do see a connection between her and Jody. I feel that they're super into each other. They're like friends. You know, they do things as a couple, as partners. You know, they go shopping. They go on trips. They're with their kids. They have fun together. You know, it's more like what I feel that she's looking for in a partnership and in a marriage.
It's not as lonely. Like, the whole point, if you're going to be with somebody.
I felt that she was very lonely with Lenny. Absolutely.
And I think that makes sense. And I think that when you are going through lonely times in a relationship, it's when you start to care about more materialistic things and focus 100%. On stuff.
Doesn't put much of a band-aid on it for long. Yeah.
Do you think that things have calmed down for her, Lisa, now with Lenny, and now it's Lenny's on a big
isn't there like a bunch of lawsuits
now? Oh, geez.
Really?
Yeah, it's like never ending.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's really sad because it goes by so quickly.
Oh my God.
You know, and then the kids are in the middle of it. You know, those things take up so much of your time mentally.
Oh,
and
for
physically,
sure.
Psychologically, emotionally, it's not worth it at the end. It's really not worth it.
No, I hate that for her. I really do.
I know, but I feel like now he just wants to stick it to her and he's not stopping. He really wants
it's
to.
It's so mean. Just go away.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he got dragged on TV and I think
put your big boy panties on and move on with your life. With your life.
Well, we're not.
Well, then don't do shit you don't want to get dragged for. I'm sorry. If we're going to talk about like, because we're going to have to close out. I know we could all talk for five.
This I know. Like I could five sit here and talk hour all day
podcast, but because we love you guys. But if you had a choice, would you guys want to keep? I mean, we don't even need to talk about Adriana. We're just going to leave her out of this equation. Right. But do you think that Miami going forward should bring in new girls, keep the current cast exactly the way it is? Do you think anyone needs to go? Like, where do y'all stand with that?
I feel like we're one too many. I don't know who that one is. And I feel like the friend should be full-time.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you being full-time.
Thank you.
Because the what friends about Kiki? Have to have a complete life. Not everybody has a complete life. And better yet, there's a lot of cast members that pretend to have a complete life or don't want to share it. And I have a problem with that. You know, this is a fair game for everybody. Everybody has to deliver the same. You know, why are we going to talk about my husband or my exes when you're sitting here not even talking about your present one? So it's like,
so you think they get rid of a couple of housewives and promote a couple of friends?
Well, no, I said maybe shave one because we're nine. It's a lot.
It's
a lot.
And you know, I feel like the ones that are there now have a lot to develop. So for example, Meredith has to be a full-time housewife and develop more her story. So the audience would get to know who she is more of her, more of her stepkids, more Steve. So, and there's, like I said, some cast members that don't really share as much as they should be sharing.
All right, you've implied that Lars is one of those, but who else do you think doesn't share as much as they should?
You want to answer that?
I'm trying to think.
Alexia's like, do you want to do my dirty work real quick?
You want to do it?
I have my answer on the tip of my tongue.
Let's do it. If you don't say it.
No, I'm saying Alexia's saying that.
No, because actually, when I thought about it, I'm like, it cancels out. So I don't know. I was thinking, but her dad.
Okay, well,
her dad, she shared a lot with her dad. And that's embarrassing and hard to do. What she did with
her dad isn't here anymore. Unfortunately,
no with us, but there's a lot of other things that are glossed over and hidden.
You know, again, I think we have a great cast, Teddy. I really do. I think we have a fantastic cast, but we just need a lot of us, including myself. But I feel like I'm really the only one that does it, and more people have to do it. We have to be more open because, like you said, this is a reality show. You have to share more of who you are and what's going on. Not always you're going to have something going on in your life. You know, like that's what I say. So when the show's here, the show documents my life doesn't revolve around the show. So when the show's here, whatever's going in my life, that's what you're going to see. Like, you know, you see so much of Frankie because Frankie is part of my life every single day, day in, day out. He's right here sitting here.
Oh my gosh. He's the MVP.
We love Frankie.
I was going to end with Frankie because I know we're about to end. And I was going to say, being able to see Frankie and your relationship on the show.
I want to talk to Frankie.
Come in. Come. We're all hanging out here.
Yeah.
Hi, Frankie.
How are you?
Hi, Frankie. I'm Tamara.
I'm Teddy. Nice to meet you.
Aren't they pretty?
Okay.
They're beautiful, like mommy. Huh?
How are you?
Good. We love seeing you on TV. You are truly the star of Miami. We can't get enough. Can I ask you, how do you like filming?
Good.
You always tell me that you like it.
And you always have the best outfits on too.
Do you like when the ladies fight though?
No.
Un poquito.
And can you tell us your favorite thing about your mom?
What's your favorite thing about mom?
Loving.
They're also loving.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for
being Frankie.
Bye.
Bye. And then bye, Alexia. Bye, Marisol.
Bye, girls.
Keep crushing it on I Por Favor and make sure you guys tune in.
Yes.
I Por Favor. They are so juicy and so good. And we love these gals. And next time you're in LA, we all have to hang out.
We need to go to LA. We love LA. And when you're in Miami, the same.
Well, you guys are a blast. Thanks for everything.
Thank you guys for taking your time.
Thank you for having
us.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.